You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What is up, family? Welcome to Speak. I'm Emmanuel Acho. It's about to be the best 90 minutes of your life. That is a guarantee that I can make. James Jones on the far end, all smiles. What's up, babe?
Man, you know, just laughing at the producers in the ear. John Heller is a fool.
John Heller is, in fact, a fool. Joy Taylor, how are we living?
Good. You know, I'm warm with my heated blanket. Can't speak for everybody up here. You all right, Shady?
I'm good, man. You know, made a lot of money last weekend. I'm happy.
Shady is happy. I am happy. Niners fans, however, they are not. Let's get to first and 10. Whistle. Y'all know it means business. Kyle Shanahan, he couldn't get the job done in the Super Bowl for the second time as a head coach. But there is drama brewing, family, in the Bay Area. All-pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, an absolute dog. He chimed in. Well, his girlfriend chimed in first, saying, "This might have been the last day we touch foot on Levi Stadium because we might not be out here next season." Brandon Ayuk himself, he spoke up on his Instagram saying, "Don't forget what got you here. I emoji." Now, for context, Ayuk only had three catches in the Super Bowl. Only had three catches. Shady, Kyle Shanahan, he's heard a lot of noise after a loss. Well, first off, you want to respond to the comments.
That was funny. That's the first time I've seen a quote from the girlfriend on TV. That was the first time, yo.
Oh, am I out of pocket?
No. Bro, do your job. I never seen it before.
This is my job.
Next, we're going to have some for pop, little bro, that's little cousin. You know what I mean? Everybody's making these quotes. Okay, cool.
Well, Ayuk did speak up himself, and he said, "Don't forget what got you here." 2-5, Kyle Shanahan, been under a lot of scrutiny. But do you blame Shanahan for the loss?
No, I don't, right? I think we give some of the blame to him. It's a big pie here, big pizza. I think everybody gets a slice. I think the quarterback, he played well. There's some pass that he probably wants back. I think Brock Purdy could have made a couple more completions, but not blame him for everything. The offense, collectively, coaching, quarterback, skill positions. There was a point in time where Patrick Mahomes and the offense couldn't get nothing going, and the Niners didn't do nothing about it. Patrick Mahomes gave you a turnover with a pick. He did nothing about it. The Chiefs gave you a fumble on their own, 5-yard line? You did nothing about it. So a lot of that blame goes to them. And then on the defense, I think the defense played well all game. But when they needed you most, the identity of this team is the defense. I didn't get no pressures late in the game. I didn't get no sacks late in the game. I didn't get no stops late in the game. So all this blame game that we like to do, it goes to everybody on that team. And then also, Brandon Ayuk, his responses from the game, I love it, though.
Yeah.
Right? Shows you how much he really cares. And it's the day after the Super Bowl. So you always have them type of emotions going through your blood. I would do the same thing, you know. But and he is right. I'm the real all-pro on this offense. No gimmicks, no schemes, none of this little magic tricks you try to do. I'm a real wide receiver. I get out there. I'm giving you crazy work. I run routes on whoever it is, the top DB to the worst DB. And he is that good. If Kittle couldn't get anything going on because he had a shoulder injury, if Debo couldn't get anything going on because whatever happened, the running game was going well at times, and then they went away from it, I should be your next option. They didn't give it to him, so I feel what he's saying.
Would we give Shanahan the credit if they won?
Yeah, we would have, for
we
sure.
Would.
Yeah.
Yes.
So somebody's got to be responsible.
Oh, it's only right?
Talk
for the
it,
loss.
Joy.
I mean, I don't think it's all it, on Kyle Joy. Shanahan, but there was a gap in coaching. We saw that. We talked about it yesterday.
I mean,
I didn't agree.
Some of us feel like there was a gap in coaching.
Most of you.
That'd be a big gap. But, like, you couldn't jump. You know what I mean? You'd probably have to get in a car, go, like, way back, you know, to, might clear it. Someone has to be at fault here. Right. We would give him the credit if they won. We've got to give him some scrutiny for them losing. I also feel like it's pretty obvious they weren't fully prepared. I mean, the players talked about it. Mm-hmm. We might not want to agree with Ayuk's, you know, girlfriend's quote.
Girlfriend today.
Today. But Armstead and Juszczyk said they didn't know what the rules were.
And Juszczyk, he went to
State?
Harvard.
Oh, some, one of the smart schools.
Smart guy.
Ivy League, right?
Smart guy.
Smart guy.
One of the smart schools.
Smart schools. No, I mean, I think luck favors the prepared. This is the biggest moment of your career. This is the biggest moment of the season. This is the biggest moment in American sports. You should know all the details. You should be prepared. Now, there's some things that are going to happen that you won't be prepared for, but this is something that was obviously on the board. Overtime is something that happens. Knowing the rules is important, especially if they're new. So I think not that that was the reason, but there has to be a reason. They didn't win. What was the reason they didn't win? We feel like Brock Purdy played well enough. Could he have been better? Sure. Why? Because they lost. Could the defense have been better? Sure. Why? Because they took the L. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan could have been better and should be blamed somewhat for this loss because they didn't win. There has to be some answer to why they didn't get the job done. And it can't just be Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are just a dynasty. Okay, yeah, that is a reason, and they are that. But something has to be the answer. Something has to be the reason. You were up by 10.
Yeah.
Okay, you took it to overtime.
Yeah.
You held them to no points for the first quarter, right? Like
three
in the first half. You had your opportunity.
That is true. Wow, you're right.
Patrick Mahomes threw an interception. You had multiple fumbles. You had your opportunities.
Yeah, so sacks. Yeah.
How do you go three and out when you're up?
Three times in a row.
And where could you have been better? It has to fall somewhat on Kyle Shanahan.
You won. You can defend him at the end, dog.
Let's keep it going.
That's
2-0 right now.
This is on Shanahan, right?
All or
from,
on?
All of it. From where I'm from, since my time in the National Football League,
yes, sir.
Being in the playoffs a lot, winning a Super Bowl.
You did do that.
Playing at a high level. It's always either the coach or the quarterback, however you slice it. The coach or the quarterback. When you win, it's either the quarterback get all the praise or the coach get all the praise. When you lose, it's either on the quarterback or it's on the coach. Did the quarterback play well?
Yeah, well enough.
So it's on the coach then, right? Three times in a row where you have this lead, you go 3 and out. I don't know if you can, but from me watching the game, I can usually pick out a couple plays to where I'm like, gosh, Leach Kyle Shanahan good. You see that play dialed up? I can't find one. Tell me one.
The first touchdown, G. Jennings back to McCaffrey.
Trick play. One play, then.
You said you couldn't find one. I found it like that.
You talking trick play. Trick play. If you calling the trick play, one of them.
I mean, that don't count.
If you calling the trick
play. Because anybody, real quick, every coach in football, from the worst, who's the worst team in the football? Who's the worst team?
Yeah, but execution matters.
The Panthers.
Chiefs versus Raiders. How did they fumble the ball on a trick play? You remember because you was watching that game. You were probably there. So let's not start rewriting history.
One play on the trick play, that's cool. All I'm talking about, ball hike to the quarterback.
Stand this guy.
We can sit here and that's say, gosh, at least Andy Reid dialed them plays up. For Kyle Shanahan.
He had a point with that, though.
For Kyle Shanahan, we cannot sit here and say, dang, man, like, that's a heck of a call. He dialed them plays up. For you to have an all-pro tight end not involved in the football game, that's a problem. For you to have an all-pro receiver not dialed into the football game. That's a problem. The reason why Brandon Ayuk is coming out saying that, because I've been the one balling on this offense all year long, right? And you not even giving me the targets I deserve, right? I don't like it, but I know what he's saying, right? I don't like it because basically you're saying other people on the team getting targets, they shouldn't be getting them, they should be coming to me. You know what I'm saying? But those are your teammates, so I don't like that. You know what I mean? That's basically saying I don't think Debo could win or whatever, in my opinion. But I do get where what he's saying, right? We're not here if I don't make the plays that I made in that NFC Championship game. We ain't here if I don't make the plays that I made in the divisional round against the Green Bay Packers. When I'm involved in this offense, we're a really good offense. Kyle Shanahan did not get his players involved in this game and get them going early. His all-pro players, right? And that's a problem. I remember after one of the seasons, I went up and had a meet with Mike McCarthy, right? And Mike McCarthy said each day they choose a different player to watch their season, right? Let's watch Shady today. Let's see how Shady played during the season. Let's watch James today. Let's see how James played. Let's watch Joy. They pick a player, has a coaching staff. He said, we watch you today. He said, and one thing we took out of that ball game, he said, I want to, out of the film study, he said, I want to apologize to you. I'm like, what you want to apologize to me for? He said, because when we get you started early, you're a hell of a player. When we don't get you started early and you get the ball in the third quarter or something, he said, you stink. And he told me,
I like that take.
He told me just like that. And I said, you're right, coach. Mentally, I'm checked out. And it's been times to where I don't get the ball and Aaron will be like in the third quarter. Hey, JJ, you ready? No.
I'm cold.
Like, I'm checked out. And it's times to where I get in a rhythm in the football game early and I'm a really good football player. Ayuk was not involved in this game plan. Three catches.
May I go?
Kittle was not involved in this game plan.
And two catches?
And before you go, my goodness.
One thing I did notice from watching that game again yesterday, right, is that when all that trickery stuff don't work, you ought to play football.
Because
like Andy Reid, I will say, Andy Reid, been with him for so long, he does have a couple little wrinkle dinks, little trick plays. Right? But then when that's over with, we're trying to play football. All the short passing game they wanted to do with the Chiefs,
they took away.
Okay, now we about to throw this ball deep. Mecole Hardman, yeah. Travis, like they did these things. So my thing with Kyle Shanahan is this is why I give him a lot of some of that blame. It's like, yo, when things wasn't working out with all this misdirection and all that stuff, with deep old sweeps and all that, when are you gonna play football?
Yep.
We want our all-pro receiver that can beat anybody.
Man,
when's he get a chance?
Yep.
Where's our all-pro tight end who gets work out?
When I get a chance.
I'm just saying, so I want you to answer that because, yo, when the trick plays do not work, right? And you got to score why he didn't get the job done.
So much to discuss.
Nice soup.
Thank you. I desperately need it. A lot of things that were said, they were brilliant. I agree with a lot of what y'all said. The first thing I don't like is that the victors do write the story. Joy, you said this yesterday, and it is true. I don't like that it's true, but it is true. Because we keep saying at the beginning of the second half, the Niners went 3 and out. What we are conveniently omitting is that at the beginning of the second half, the Chiefs, coached by the greatest coach ever, Andy Reid, went 3 and interception, 3 and out, mm-hmm. field goal, 3 and out. Mm-hmm. So they went 3 and interception, 3 and out, 3 and out, field goal.
Yeah.
So if this is the greatest coach ever, the greatest ever, the greatest mind ever, with the greatest quarterback ever, he went 3 and out.
Yeah.
No, he went 3 and interception, excuse me. Sorry, he didn't go 3 and out.
Come on.
He went 3 and turnover,
right.
3 and out, 8 play drive field goal, 3 and out. So the great chasm between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, even at Kyle Shanahan's worst, because the worst part of Kyle Shanahan's game was the start of the second half. And Andy Reid at the start of the second half wasn't that much better. Now, let me address Ayuk. I agree with Ayuk. Like Shady said, if I'm Ayuk, I'm feel some type of way. But who is the best player on the Niners offense?
McCaffrey.
Resounding Christian McCaffrey. He got 30 touches out of 70 offensive plays. If I had to get the ball to McCaffrey or Ayuk, I'm going McCaffrey. McCaffrey or Kittle, I'm going McCaffrey. McCaffrey or Debo, I'm going McCaffrey. Now, to your point, James, eventually you got to get guys in the game early. You got to get guys involved.
40 other plays.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But if you're an all-pro, I would hope that you're not going to check out when you don't get the rock early. Because what I've also conveniently omitted up until this point in my take, Ayuk only had 3 catches, playoff game 1. Against the Packers. He only had 3 catches, playoff game 2 against the Lions, and he only had 3 catches in the Super Bowl. So where were the eye emojis then? They didn't exist because y'all were winning. Now, Acho, he only had 3 catches, but what about the targets? 6 targets versus the Lions, 8 targets versus the Packers, 6 targets in the Super Bowl. Where were the eye emojis then? So when in doubt, get the ball to McCaffrey. That's what Shanahan did. Hall of Fame coach said before, ride with the horse that brung you. Who was the offensive player of the year? Was it Debo Samuel? It wasn't. Was it Ayuk? It wasn't. Was it Jennings? It wasn't. Was it Kittle? It wasn't. It was Christian McCaffrey. He got 30 touches out of 70 offensive plays. I won't complain about that because the last thing I will say is this. After the Niners lost to the Ravens, what did we come on air and say outside of Brock Purdy? Man, they should have got the ball to McCaffrey more. McCaffrey had 20 touches that game. And I came on air and said, bruh, how much more y'all want them to give the ball to McCaffrey? And I heard at this desk and by the nation at large, they should have got the ball to McCaffrey more. They got the ball to McCaffrey more. Yeah. And now we're complaining that they didn't get the ball to other people more.
Well, then whose fault is it they lost?
That's a good question. I was thinking about it the last 48 hours. I don't have a good answer. Because I'm like,
it's got to be somebody's fault they lost.
This is, to me, is where I go and say, the Chiefs played better. I believe the Niners beat any team on the football field that day, not named the Chiefs. They lost by 5 yards.
We don't know that. We don't know that. We can't play that scenario out. Sounds good, but we'll never know that.
We won't. But if the Chiefs are the best team in football.
They're not.
Oh, you're not? Well, they won the Super Bowl, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Right? So I'm saying like that. Not the most talented team. Okay. But if the Chiefs are the best team in football because they won the Super Bowl, and the Niners took the best team in football into 5 quarters of football, quite literally 7 seconds away, I believe the Niners would have beat anybody not named the best team in football.
That's just a belief, though. Like, we're talking about the actual game that was actually played against the actual Chiefs on Sunday. Why did they lose that game? And then three and out, the section that we keep talking about.
That's right.
The three and out, three and out, three and out. Who cares what the Chiefs did? Because the Chiefs are like that and came back and won the game. So how great Andy Reid is that he can have that stretch and overcome that. So the question is, why can't Kyle Shanahan do that? Why did Kyle Shanahan and the Niners team not do that? There has to be an answer to that question.
Well, the reason I bring up Andy Reid's three and outs, like I bring up Shanahan's three and outs, is to say that over the course of a game, if you're playing really good football and really good football teams, it'll happen. Niners, I think, are the number 3 defense in football. Chiefs, I think, are like the number 2 or number 4 defense in football. So you're going to get three and outs. That's the only reason I bring that up. Why did they lose? If I had to give it to one thing, I would say because the ball went off the punter's heel. Because if the ball doesn't go off the punter's heel, the Chiefs do not score in regulation. The only time they ever scored in regulation was a 16-yard play when it went off the punter's heel. To your point, James Jones, of Shanahan, you didn't see him design anything up. He did. Did they execute it? No, not even that joint. Remember, Deebo Samuel, end zone. Brock Purdy overthrows it because Chris Jones is screaming down his face. To me, beautifully executed. You're at the high red zone. You take a shot. You have Deebo. He's wide open, and you miss.
I understand what you're saying, but we cannot give credit for a great play call if it's not executed.
Yeah,
that's like saying, man, that's a great play call that he designed for Jimmy G.
That's a great route, but he didn't
not executed. So for me,
I feel that.
Like, it's more to it.
But okay, let me ask you.
We ain't even talking about the decision he made in overtime.
Let me ask you all before we go to that though. So let's go back to the three and outs from both coaches.
Yep.
One offense is way better than the other one, right?
Yes.
They have a lot more talent than the other one.
So it's like I can't grade
them. They've been dang near the best offense in football.
No, they absolutely have a lot more talent.
But I can't even.
And production.
I can't grade them on the same scale because not one receiver had 1,000 yards for the Chiefs. Right? Not a 1,000-yard rusher?
Not making it.
So on the other side of the ball, they got 1,000-yard receivers. They got all pro receivers.
Yep.
Right?
An all pro tight end.
All pro tight end, 1,000 yards. And
offensive
then you got
player of the year.
So how are we even though? You got way more talent than we do.
My question is this, because what I don't like is when people criticize something without offering me an alternative. Criticize it all you want, but offer the alternative. Okay. Ayuk wanted more touches. Kittle wanted more touches. Here's my question. Where are you taking them from? Take them from Deebo. That's your only right answer, is to take some of Debo's 11 targets and disperse those around. You can't take them from McCaffrey.
You can't.
But you can't take them from McCaffrey.
The best part about having – I play on an offense where we had so many dogs. You pick your day.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs don't have that luxury of that. They got to go Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes doing his magic,
correct,
right? So you look at the Niners, they have everything they need. If Debo's not working, cool, no panic. We got another all-pro receiver. Whoa, if the all-pro receiver ain't working out, cool. We got an all-pro tight end. Hold on. If he's not working out, we got an all-pro offensive player of the year running back. You have so many options. What is your excuse for not producing?
There is no excuse.
Ooh.
But the rationale is like, I won't punish Shanahan for giving McCaffrey in the last game of the season.
Man.
You gave your best player, the best offensive player in football, not my opinion, not Shady's, not Joy's, not James's, but 50 voters said that Christian McCaffrey was the best offensive player in football.
And we agree with it.
I won't knock him.
Really quick, because cool, 30 catches, whatever, touches for McCaffrey. There's 40 other plays in the football game.
Yes, sir.
So on your sheet, you're not looking at it like, dang, I need to get Kittle involved. He has no catches. Like, that's not a great offensive play caller right there in this moment.
But here's my problem, James.
Can you imagine if Andy Reid had the Niners offense?
Here's my problem with what you're saying. My problem with what you're saying is, okay, who's the next best playmaker outside of McCaffrey?
Hit him the rock.
No, the next best is Deebo. We know the next best playmaker, not next best football player. Next best playmaker is Deebo. They tried. 11 targets. It wasn't working. We going to give him a jet sweep. It ain't working. We going to give him a now screen. We try. Deebo was getting locked up by second.
I guess it's for me, like, if there's no one to blame.
No, he's blaming the players. Because what you're telling me right now is he did everything right. I got it to McCaffrey. I got it to Debo. Like, so
I'm not blaming the players. To Joy's point, if you're going to blame something, it's going off the heel. That is the punt going off the dude's heel when the punt when Ray says
the ball game you're blaming it on. Because the Chiefs turned the ball over in the red zone, too, about to score a touchdown.
And in football, the coach always says it's not one play.
They don't, but I do. As an analyst, if you're making me play one, because if we're going to blame Shanahan, which I'm fine doing, y'all just have to tell me why.
Both teams had two turnovers.
It's not like the Chiefs played a perfect game.
They did, and
they were like this the whole game, and of then course. The Niners just made one mistake. If that was the case, then maybe I could hear you. But the Chiefs had multiple turnovers.
But where, though? You know, we're all smart enough to understand the turnover on the punt was at the 16. The Chiefs turnover, the Niners still had to go the length.
Okay.
So the turnover on the punt was that the Chiefs got at the 16, next play touchdown.
It's multiple turnovers.
What about the pick, though? Let's go to the pick.
And then the pick.
Really good field position.
So the pick was a great field position.
The pick was great field position. It wasn't the 16, is all I'm saying.
I mean, like, listen, what we're saying is the Niners just aren't on the same level as the Chiefs. They just not in the same league.
They are, because they took it to overtime.
Then it's got to be somebody's fault. Somebody fell short. Who was it?
Then if it's Shanahan, where?
So this is it.
So if that's the question, then you're saying Shanahan was perfect.
No, there was nothing
to improve.
No.
Do you not think Shanahan could have done better?
No, I think Shanahan could have had his players know what the overtime rules are. Now, as I was thinking about it this morning, it wouldn't have changed anything. Fred Warner knew not to receive. He knew that they wanted to receive. So it ain't going to change that. Juszczyk, you ain't going to play less hard if you know you got to score or not. The right guard wasn't all of a sudden going to make the block. I don't believe Shanahan was perfect. I do think Shanahan should have let his players be notified, and I wish Shanahan would have kicked it over time.
Wait, what's your answer to him, though? He said, okay, so if you gave 30 touches to McCaffrey, right? Now, Sonny plays the other 40. You're all pro tight end who makes the Niners dangerous. You didn't get him
here's my problem is that sounds good. And I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying it sounds good. So you have 40 other plays. Debo got 11 targets. Ayuk got 6 of them. Jennings got 5 of them. So right there, now you got 20 plays left.
Yeah, I hate the targets. But
I do too.
But the point is like, okay, you saying, wait, we should have got the ball to Kittle more. Bro, if we target Kittle 11 times and Debo only has 3 carries, man, we should have got the ball to Debo more. Okay, we get it to Debo and Kittle, and McCaffrey only gets 15 touches. We should have got, like, Shady, that's that game.
It's about calling the game. It's not about you go into the game, we definitely want to get McCaffrey 30 touches. If we don't get McCaffrey 30 touches, we don't win. You have to live in the moment. This is one game for your life. This is one game for the Super Bowl. If things aren't going the way they're supposed to be going, you have to know your players. Ayuk does need to get involved. That's human nature. It doesn't matter about you, all pro. You're the best player in the world. If you cold for 3 quarters, of course.
And I'm about to say this. My thing is, so giving Debo 11 targets, I'm not mad at it, but after 5 targets that ain't working, it's time to move on because everybody has their own skill set.
Correct.
So now, what I was talking about earlier, like when the speed sweeps ain't working, or all these little screens ain't working, what do you go to next? That's why you got a guy like Kittle.
Yes,
so I'll give you a quick story, right? Andy Reid, when he has all these players, right? When I was with the Eagles, he had his own play sheets.
No question.
Yo, one of them has 25 on it. You know who that is.
No doubt.
You got number 10. That's DeSean Jackson.
Yep.
Jeremy Mack was 18. Yep. And then he had his own little set plays for Mike Vick, 7. And then Brissett was our tight end, number 87. So you have these scripted for these players. Now, you look at the Niners team, they have better players, right? Their tight end is all pro and et cetera. You got 2 all pro wide receivers. My thing is, how you don't dictate that and like, yo, I'm getting the ball. That's part of being a great coach.
And that's all I'm trying to get to. I'm not sitting here saying that it's going to work. Like, oh, man, we finna line up Kittle out here and it's just going to be a touchdown every play. I'm just saying as a play caller, you have all pro players that are not involved in this football game mentally. So as I'm calling these plays, how can I get these boys involved in the football game? Because I know the ball in Ayuk's hands, we have a really good chance.
Sure,
I know Kittle, when he's out there, it's a mismatch versus linebackers and all that. Like, we have a chance. So at one point, forget, like Shady saying, all this trickery and all this stuff we're trying to do. Let's line up and say, this is a play I have for Kittle.
And we better.
Let's get him in the
but
ball
here,
game.
Here, the only not even pushback, because it's not like I'm trying to argue with y'all. I'm just trying to state my side of the conversation. The only side I would state is, okay, after Shanahan, after he just first 3 drives, it was all bad. Got to adjust. That's what a great coach in my mind does. Next series, 12 plays, touchdown. Next series, 7 play, touchdown. Game. Now we're going overtime. Next play, 7 play, field goal. Overtime. Next series, 13 plays, field goal. So Shanahan, 3 and out. It was bad. Started the second half, 3 and out.
But do you blame him for the 3 and outs? I'm asking you.
Yeah, I do. Because I would have liked to run the ball on the first play of the second.
During that stretch, McCaffrey touched it one time.
Yeah, well, he targeted him once and they ran it once on the other one.
But here's the question, though, because you're blaming the game on the ball hitting off of somebody's ankle. What was the score at that point in the game when they went 3 and out? Because we already know what the Chiefs did, because you already said it. They went 3 and out. If you score even a field goal on each of those, do you make it to overtime? We recovered, we went to overtime, but then you put the ball back in Patrick Mahomes' hands, and that's where the Chiefs are the best of anybody in the league. So it's cool to say, yeah, it bounced off someone's ankle, and that was not the reason why Kyle Shanahan did this. There's that stretch of the game was the opportunity you had to put your foot on their neck, and you missed it.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, we are conveniently conveniently focusing on the point of the story because of the outcome of the game.
Of course, point. That's a difference. You're talking about one play. We're talking about multiple series where on the other side of the ball, the defense did their job and got you the ball back.
The point I am trying to make is I'm looking at the game as it occurred, not being skewed by the outcome to change what I'm going to focus on. I'm focusing on all of it. You had 6 drives after halftime. You scored on 3 of them. You went 3 and out on 3 of them. You scored against the number 2 defense in football 50% of the time.
Can I ask you this question? What if this was another coach, right, that was up 28-3 and he scored no more points? I'm just putting it. His last Super Bowl he's in, he's up 10 points in the football game with 9 minutes left in the ball game. Could not find a way to score points. Started this game off up 10, right? Made a crucial call in overtime to give one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, an extra down. Will we be sitting here saying that it's anybody else's fault? Or will we be blaming it on the coach that has been there 3 times and has not seized the moment to be able to put together a drive to win a game, to put together a drive to put that team away or put more pressure on that team? Will we be sitting here making excuses for him?
Is it an excuse or is it the reality? You said put together a drive to win the game. The Chiefs took the lead. It was 13-10. You got to have it. You have to have it. You got a rookie quarterback. He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass yet. It's 13-10. You got to have it. 12 play, touchdown drive. Now the Chiefs, they go down and they score. You got to have it. 4th and 3, 12 minutes, 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter. You're going to go for it? You get it. You say put together a drive to win the game. It's overtime. You choose to receive. That's wild. If you don't score, Chiefs can go down and score. You got to have it. You march 13 plays down the field. You get to 3rd down. You dial up the play, which you showed yesterday on TV, on this show. The dude is wide open. You have a backup right guard who busts his protection. Jennings is open. Kittle's open. Ayuk is open. Shanahan called a great play. Players executed the play. The right guard missed the block. So I can't, in good faith, come on this show on television and to y'all and say Shanahan didn't show up in the biggest
one. Crazy.
You probably wish you got another down, too, huh? You probably wish you could go 4th and 4.
All of those great things that happened.
Wasn't enough.
So again, whose fault is it?
Acho. Whose fault is it? Brock Purdy played well.
Acho. Whose fault is it?
Is it?
That's got to be the name of the segment. Acho. Whose fault is it?
Now?
Yo, that was phenomenal. I enjoyed that thoroughly. All right, family, when we return, are we confident that Brock Purdy is a long-term answer for the 49ers? That is next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel on SiriusXM. That's got to be a podcast or something.
Man. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vegas, Nevada, Allegiant Stadium, Super Bowl 58. Chiefs against the 49ers.
Super Bowl 58 is underway.
Touchdown! San Francisco!
Talk about the it factor. That's what Patrick Mahomes has.
They need to score. They scored. He needed to run. He ran. No matter how big the moment is,
a touchdown wins the game.
He can always meet that intensity.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City!
It is a dynasty!
Now that they are a certified dynasty, they're the standard in the NFL.
Send me your best, and I will send them home. This is the greatest Super Bowl run ever. The greatest Super Bowl run ever, one could say. Well, the Chiefs, they've now won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 seasons. Shady, you were a part of one of them, so you know exactly what it has taken for this team to get to the mountaintop, and they did it once again. Dynasty talk. That's what people are saying. Dynasty is what people believe. Are the Chiefs officially a dynasty?
I've always said they're a dynasty, right? But I guess now, to everybody's standards, they got to agree with it. They got a Hall of Fame coach, Andy Reid, got a Hall of Fame wide receiver or tight end, Travis Kelce, and they got one of the GOATs of all time and a quarterback, right? And let alone Chris Jones, what he going to end up being when he's done. So my thing is, they have the pieces and they have the players and the coaches to become a dynasty. Now, let's look at the resume. They've been in 6 straight AFC Championship games. That's hard to do, right? And then soon, Patrick Mahomes, as a starter, they instantly win. That's what dynasty is, though. You get this piece. Once you get the piece, you start rolling. You've been a favorite every year of being either in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. In the 5 years, they've been in what? They won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years? Come on. How's it not a dynasty? So I'm going to keep saying this. I think the biggest dynasty has to be Tom Brady and the Patriots, what they did. That's remarkable. 20 years and what they've accomplished. But right now, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes, right, for the second best. I mean, he's still a young kid. He's not even 30 years old yet. He's still going to get better and better and better playing with this young type of team. They've won, what, 8 straight division titles? Like this is stuff that we pass over because I guess it's not sexy, right? It's not the great take to talk about. But they won 8 divisional games or divisional titles in what, 8 years? Mm-hmm. How does that a dynasty, though? So to me, I don't know. I'm going with the Chiefs. Big dynasty.
Yeah, they are officially a dynasty. There's no need for us to go back and forth about that anymore. And if you are sick of the Chiefs, I feel really bad for you.
It's only starting.
It's only getting started. And just let that bitterness go. I know the feeling. I lived through it a long time during that Patriots Super Bowl. I hated it. Yeah. Couldn't stand it. And after that win against Atlanta, that comeback win, 28-3, I was like, I submit. I'm done. Yeah. I've been worn down. I'm just going to enjoy watching the greatest player of all time do his thing. And the Chiefs are a fun dynasty. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, you know, if you're the Niners, mm-hmm. probably don't love it. I get it. If you're a Niners fan, it's probably not your favorite thing. And, if, you know, obviously fans feel strongly about it. But I think you're getting the opportunity to watch greatness, to me, is very special. Even if you are rooting against them, it's just not a fun experience to root against Michael Jordan. It's not a fun experience to root against LeBron James. They are a dynasty. And, look, they're not going to win them all. Mm-hmm. So how fun is it going to be the team that takes them down?
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be a tall task. Because I don't know how many teams have a better roster than the Niners, and they got that close. But this is incredible to watch. 6 straight conference championships, 4 Super Bowl appearances, and 3 titles over a 5-year span. Really, only the Patriots have done similar. They have 8 straight conference championships from 2011 to 2018, and then 4 Super Bowl appearances and 3 titles over a 5-year span from 2014 to 2018. So absolutely, we are watching and in the middle of a dynasty. And to Shady's point, they're young, yeah. So they got a lot more torture to impose on the rest of the NFL.
James, yeah, I'm pivoting, because no, we've heard enough kumbaya, and I'm curious. Is it only Burrow? As Joy was talking, I was like, is it only Burrow? Because we've seen Lamar try to take down Pat and fail. We've seen Josh try to take down Pat and fail. The Niners, like, as Joy was talking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that roster's great. Yeah. Brock, to me, is good enough, great. Kyle Shanahan, y'all know, I just spent the last 30 minutes defending him, great. And they couldn't do it. Yeah. So thus far, it's been Tom Brady, he ain't coming back, and it's been Burrow. That's who's beat Pat. Like, how? Because if the Niners could not do it, and y'all know how I feel about the Niners. Yeah. If the Niners, and they called a great defensive game, if you couldn't do it, Lamar, you couldn't do it. And more than they individually couldn't do it, they took chunks of flesh out the Chiefs. Yeah. First off, the Dolphins. They tried. At least the weather took a chunk of flesh out of them, if some. Then the Bills. Then the Ravens. Joe Tooney gets hurt. All-pro guard, Shady, is he all-pro guard, all-pro, like, all-pro offensive lineman for the Chiefs.
You know what's up with him.
He gets hurt. So, like, the Ravens took a chunk of flesh out. The Bills took a chunk of flesh out. Then the Niners went into the game healthy enough. Yeah. Hufanga was gone, went. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm genuinely sitting here curious, like, you played 9, 10 years, you won a Super Bowl, you know, is it only Burrow?
No, I'm not going to sit here and say it's only Burrow, because Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are going to have something to say about it. But this is scary, because I sat up here on national TV and said, it ain't happening with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're not fixing these problems they got on the offensive side of the ball with these young boys. And Patrick Mahomes shows us year in and year out, Reek ain't here, I could win this thing with anybody that they put on the football field with me. They said I couldn't go on the road. I'm going to go on the road and beat the number one, the number two, and the number one team in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is special, but I'm not ready to just count out Josh Allen and
but barring, count out Lamar but let me Jackson ask you though,
because on any given Sunday,
sure, 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 that's cute, that's cute. Because on any given Sunday, somebody should have beat the Chiefs by now, but you can't. Obviously, the Niners couldn't do it on that given Sunday. Allen has tried 3 times,
yeah,
0-for-3. Lamar has only tried once, but to Lamar's credit or discredit, he's only given himself the opportunity to try once. The Niners and Shanahan, they've tried twice. Yeah. Fred Warner's tried twice. Debo's tried twice. Kittle's tried twice. 0-for-0-for.
Yeah.
So if it's going to be a barring injury, how?
But, I mean, so the Chiefs are going to win every Super Bowl until Patrick Mahomes retires? No.
No, but I said Burrow.
Tom Brady did not win every Super Bowl over that 19-20-year span with the Patriots.
True.
People are going to break through. Injuries do happen.
Correct.
And they will. Yes. This is an absolute guarantee in this game.
Correct. I agree with that.
Nobody wishes that, but that will happen. People will move on. There will be
a... But does that matter? That's why I'm saying barring injury.
I think that the Chiefs have proven unequivocally that they can restaff and retool and move on from essentially everyone that isn't their core four of Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. So there could be things that happen to the defense. There could be things that happen to the offense that change things. They're not going to win every Super Bowl for the rest of eternity. Like, we're being very hyperbolic here. Someone's going to break through.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
People broke through.
But here's
why.
Here's why I'm asking this question. Obviously, I'm asking it earnestly. The reason I'm asking this question is Eli Manning beat Tom Brady once, or twice. Beat him twice. Mm-hmm. Beat him twice.
Yeah.
Beat him twice. Shanahan. You could be the Tom Coughlin here. Brock, you could be the Eli here. Jimmy G, you could have been the Eli here. So it's like Tom Brady did lose twice to Eli and then lost to Nick Foles. But Shanahan and Brock, to me, if Shanahan and Brock couldn't do it.
That's to you because you have unwavering faith in the church of Shanahan.
If Shanahan other people and Brock have. Do what you're saying, Josh.
That one of those teams, that one of those Giants teams was 10-6. They weren't the number one seed in the NFC.
But we've seen other teams beat Tom Brady when they were on top. Like, even the Jaguars. Ravens. The Jaguars ran into him when they beat him, right? They've been able to play Pittsburgh. I can name teams.
But what I'm starting to wonder is this Chiefs Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid combo? Are they even more currently dominant? We don't have a 20-year sample.
But the Patriots did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The Patriots went to 4 Super Bowl appearances and 3 titles over a 5-year span. The Patriots did the same thing. It's not going to go on in perpetuity forever. They are going to be the standard. You're probably going to have to go through them. They're going to be a problem in the AFC for a very long time. They will likely go to more Super Bowls. They'll be in more AFC championship games. But we don't need to, like, panic that everyone else should just chill and make their vacation plans for this time of year before the season starts. It's going to happen. We still have to play the games. There's going to remain the standard for sure. But people will break through over the course of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's reign.
Yeah, and not only that, like, I get what you're saying, because I don't think none of them quarterbacks in the AFC are going to beat Patrick Mahomes consistently. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lamar Jackson, I don't truly believe, going to say, look, these next 3 mine, I'm going to be, you know, or Joe Burrow. So I do think one of these quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, will eventually get to another Super Bowl going through Patrick Mahomes, knocking Patrick Mahomes
Why
out
do
of
you
there.
Think that? That is what, like, from an analyst perspective, not from a hope perspective, not from an optimistic perspective, because based on what I've seen, Josh Allen's had 3 attempts to do it.
Mm-hmm.
In his best attempt, with 13 seconds left being all he left Mahomes, he couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson had the best defense in football, one of the best defenses we've seen probably since the 2015 Broncos. Couldn't get it done. The San Francisco 49ers, they had the best roster we've seen since the Eagles had the best roster we've seen. Couldn't get it done. Couldn't get it done. So obviously anything could happen on any given Sunday. But why do you, like, tell me your real reason why besides, like, oh, it's Josh Allen. Surely Josh will do something eventually.
Yeah, my real reason why, and I know they ain't got it done yet, but my real reason why is they're elite players. You know what I mean? So even though they haven't got it done yet to this point, they're still elite players that can still accomplish a lot in their career. Like Lamar Jackson's nothing to be played with. Did Patty get it done this year? Absolutely. Josh Allen is a hell of a player. So is Joe Burrow. They're 1-1 in the playoffs, you know? So these dudes are still elite players in the National Football League that could find a way to get them their team to a Super Bowl.
But also, that's just not how it works. Like, it's just not, they're not going to win every Super Bowl for the rest of the time that he plays in the NFL. It's not, that's just not how it works. Russell Wilson got a Super Bowl, right? During the, right? Do we think that Russell Wilson's on the same level as Tom Brady? No. Eli Manning beat him. Nick Foles. Nobody would have picked Nick Foles.
Drew Brees got him a little.
Drew Brees, like with Aaron, Peyton, Flacco, Aaron.
But I guess
Ben Roethlisberger, like people win Super Bowls. It's not going to be. It doesn't even have to be. And really, it doesn't even have to be the elite quarterback. Eli Manning was not considered to be on the same level as him. But what happened in that Super Bowl? Big time plays.
Correct.
And an unbelievable defense. What happened in the Super Bowl? Like
here, but here's
there's more than just an elite quarterback taking down another elite quarterback.
Here's my thought, though.
What happened in the Super Bowl with Shady and the Bucks when they beat them?
Beat the hell out of them.
The offensive line fell apart.
But this
and the defense made huge plays.
Well, here's again, that's why I said barring injury, right?
Say that, though. Of course there will be injury. It takes an incredible amount of luck. Things have to fall your way in order to win championships, even with them.
Fair. Can't say it. When we return, the Niners, they did not get it done in the Super Bowl. Are we confident in Brock Purdy long term? Is he the answer for the Niners? That's next on Speak.
As we celebrate Black History Month, I'd like to recognize Bayard Rustin. Born in Westchester, Pennsylvania in 1912, Rustin was a key figure in American civil rights movement of the 1960s. He was a close advisor to Martin Luther King Jr. and was instrumental in organizing the August 1963 March on Washington. Rustin can be seen standing right behind Dr. King as he delivered his historic I Have a Dream speech in front of more than 200,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial. As an openly gay man, Rustin took on a background role in the civil rights movement, leading to much of his impact not being widely known to the public today. He was also instrumental in the LGBTQ movement of the 1980s and was an advocate for the AIDS education and awareness. In 2013, over 23 years after his death, Rustin was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama.
Family, we are in third and long, third topic of the day. Now, Brock Purdy took his first trip to the Super Bowl, but it didn't end with the win. However, 255 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. Reports say the Chiefs defensive staff was, quote, blown away by the second-year quarterback and compared him to Drew Brees, close quote. Drew Brees obviously known for his accuracy. James Jones, you confident that Brock Purdy is a long-term answer for the Niners?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident, but I think he has to come out here next season and play well, right? He needs to understand that every defensive coordinator is about to break down film on how to slow down Brock Purdy. What are the things that were successful against Brock Purdy? Was he good against man coverage? Was he good against zone coverage? And they're going to have a plan for him next season to be able to stop him. So he's going to have to grow. But from what I've seen in that Super Bowl, the way Brock Purdy looked, like I said yesterday, he looked like the one that really was the only one ready for that game. When you talk about just the look in your eyes, the cool, the calm, the way he played that football game, he really did not make a mistake. So I'm confident that he's the quarterback of the future, if the coach is going to be there for a long time as well. Because I think this marriage right here between these two, I think you're only going to get the best out of Brock Purdy if Kyle Shanahan is there.
I like that camera angle, too, that they kept using, like following it. I think he did. I was actually very impressed with Brock Purdy. He looked very poised. He didn't feel rattled. It didn't look like the moment was too big for him. I don't know that he was necessarily special. Again, you know, you don't win, then you don't get to brag, really. Yeah. But I think he, for being a second-year quarterback, he ran the offense. He made the plays he needed to make. Of course, everyone wants a play back here or there if you don't get to the ultimate goal. But I kind of agree with James. I think he has to play well again next year. And that's not an indictment of how he played this year, and it's not an indictment of how he played in the Super Bowl. It's really his contract situation. Mm-hmm. You want somebody who's cheap to be cheap for as long as possible. There's no reason to jump above that, and they can't. So he's really got to prove himself again. And I don't want to take away from how they played overall in the Super Bowl, because they did go down to the line. They did get almost there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you got to tear everything down to the bolts again. But it does feel frustrating for the Niners to get there again and be right there and just constantly not be able to get it done. And is it the quarterback? Because I think he's good, but is he great? Patrick Mahomes is otherworldly great. Who's beating Patrick Mahomes? Joe Burrow, who we all think is great. Tom Brady, who we think is great. So still, Kyle Shanahan's formula shows that it's improved. We think Brock Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he on par with Matt Ryan? I mean, Matt Ryan had an MVP season. Brock Purdy was in the MVP conversation this year. I just think that there's still some questions about whether this is the formula that's going to actually win them a Super Bowl, because it hasn't. And I think Brock Purdy answered a lot of questions about if the moment was too big for him, but I think he does need to develop over this offseason. And to be fair to Brock Purdy, he didn't have an offseason this year to develop. He had surgery, and he had to rehab and come back from surgery, which he did a tremendous job of. So I do think that with an offseason, being healthy, being able to work with Kyle Shanahan, develop his game a bit more, he'll answer all those questions next year.
Long-term quarterback, huh? That's the question?
Mm-hmm. Gotta be.
I don't know yet. I'm being serious. I really don't know. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he works very well for the Niners scheme and that offensive game plan. But I just go back to, like, Kyle Shanahan wants to win a Super Bowl, right? That's why he keeps flipping through these quarterbacks like it's a paper on a book, right? Because he's trying to find the right one. You pay a guy $20 million a year, he's not good enough, you get rid of him. You draft a quarterback for 3 first-rounders, okay, he's not good enough, cool. Our last-string quarterback was the guy that he picked, that he liked. And he took him far, but how far? They didn't win a championship, and he did play well. So another question you got to ask yourself, you got to pay other players. So who are you going to pay first? You get what I'm saying? Like, for this Niners offense to be so special, they got a lot of special players. Special players, they can get paid. Are you going to pay your quarterback, or are you going to pay your other special role players? Yeah. Right? For example, so if you pay him a deal like Geno Smith, you pay him a deal like Daniel Jones, I can see that, right? And then if he balls out, even with them type of numbers, you give him a real contract. But to give him a 4-year type of $200-plus million, I don't know if I'm comfortable. If I don't know if I'm comfortable seeing that happen with the Niners. But we'll find out.
I think he earned it. I think he earned it. I don't think Brock could have played. Brock on the season, playoffs, everything included, A-minus. Mm-hmm. How much better are you going to play than Brock Purdy? So, like, it doesn't matter.
Playoffs, all the games,
I would
A-minus?
Say everything included. Everything included. Mm-hmm. I would give him an A-minus. So when I think about every quarterback included, because you also then have to factor in Lamar Jackson's postseason.
Yeah.
You got to factor in Tua's postseason. You got to factor in Dak's postseason. You feel me? Think about all the players that were in the MVP conversation. If you factor in their postseason and you factor in Brock's postseason, Brock would end up being had the third best season in football, maybe behind Josh Allen, maybe Pat, Josh, Brock, maybe Josh, Pat, Brock. So I don't think you can get better than Brock. Shady, you brought up a good point. Joy, you brought up good points. James as well. Like, well, if you pay Brock, what else you do? The Niners, they draft well. More than not, Fred Warner, 3rd-round pick. Kittle, 5th-round pick. You acquire Juszczyk from the Ravens. Juszczyk was a 5th-round pick. Debo was a 2nd-round pick. So I'm keeping Brock, and I'm finding myself another IU. I'm paying him whatever is demanded.
Oh, you pay him the top of the.
I'm paying him whatever is demanded.
Last question for you, asked about the payments. How many teams you think are lining up to acquire Brock Purdy?
3 to 5. I don't think there's 15. I don't think there's 20. I think there's 3 to 5. I think there's, you know, I think you got 3 to 5 teams.
So you think that Brock Purdy can get it done with not a lot of talent around him? Because if you pay him $200-something million 4 years, you're saying you have more belief in Brock Purdy getting it done with less talent around him than with all the talent that he has around him.
That's a good question. What I think is this. I think only Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes have proven to be able to get it done with not a lot of talent around them. I think only those two. on a consistent basis. Because Nick Foles, when he won it, he had talent around him. Obviously, it was Carson Wentz's team. Matthew Stafford.
That team wasn't super talented.
No, Aaron Rodgers.
I believe that team was talented.
The Eagles offense.
I believe Alshon Jeffrey was playing at a high level. Ertz was playing at a high level. Darren Sproles was on that team. You had Lane Johnson. You had Jason Peters. You know what I mean? Like, on defensively, you had BG. You had. I think they were talented. I don't think they were this Niners team, yep. No. But I think that team was. I think that team was talented. Mm. But I also think draft. You ain't got no choice. Find another Brandon Ayuk. It is easier to find another Brandon Ayuk than it is to find another Brock Purdy in this system. That's really what I'm banking on is in a receiver class, I'm going to go draft a cat. I found Deebo in the second round. I'm going to find Ayuk again in the middle or later the first. Because to try to find another Brock.
But what did Brock do that wasn't done before?
Well, I think.
Besides, like, play better.
To me, it's that. It's that.
It got you to the exact same place.
Oh, you saying when Jimmy G got him?
Yeah. And I'm not advocating for Jimmy G. I think Brock Purdy is better. But, like, we're talking about when Jimmy you pay trash. Players, you have to, this player, that money, you have to have less talent. So. Right.
So, like, the
question, I don't know if Brock Purdy could be Brock Purdy without them players. Because we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, and that's the only question.
You know what I'm saying? And then when some of those guys didn't play, he didn't really look.
But not only that, how are you saying that you have confidence in Kyle Shanahan going, paying this quarterback, losing some of them players, and winning a championship, and he can't win with this roster?
Because what I believe is I think you can replace those players. That's where I'm at. It's like, Brock Purdy, to have a quarterback as a second-year player go into a Super Bowl and play as clean of a game as he played. We talk about Patrick Mahomes. We know how great he is. Again, through four quarters, you can look at the stats or you can watch the tape. We all watch the game, 123 million people. Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes played at the same level through four quarters. Played at the same level. That's crazy.
Yeah, but
it's not that crazy.
Yeah, but
to
but,
me it is because I consider and one Pat. Didn't. No doubt. But if you can in your second year go toe-to-toe with Pat for four quarters. Now, in overtime, he won. He won. He got. He's a victor. Wait, what's wrong? What am I saying?
Because like, I don't think Patrick Mahomes' offense is going to look like this ever again. I mean, you got the bottom of the barrel wide receiver group, right? That's why we talked about it all year. See, we let this Super Bowl like change the look of the real Chiefs. The real Chiefs we've seen all year was ones that had the most drops in football. They can't catch this. Couldn't catch that. And in playoffs, they turned it on. So what I'm saying is, if you can't beat Patrick Mahomes in this wide receiver group at their lowest, because Rice ain't going to be no rookie no more.
Sure.
You see his talent he got, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how much more MVS will get better, right? I think that's his. He's at the ceiling. Like, play bad, but he has some games we're going to catch it. My thing is, McCole Hartman won the game for him with the touchdown, but, yo, they let him go.
Let me ask you this.
Final. No, before you let me go, they let him go, and they brought him back. So what I'm saying is, I'm saying, like, I don't, because you're comparing Patrick Mahomes and Brock, like, oh, they played the same. That's like a great thing. But I'm thinking it's not because, yo, you had the advantage. You had all pros in your offense, the squad.
Here is my question for you.
My man got a whole bunch of
Here's my question
reserves.
For you. We'll take it to break. Now that we've gathered all the information, that's what I love. The Super Bowl's over. We've watched the whole season. We've watched all of it. Replace Brock Purdy. How many quarterbacks, same offense, same game, against that same Chiefs defense? You saw what that Chiefs defense did to Tua, MVP candidate. You saw what they did to Lamar, MVP winner. You saw what they did to Josh Allen. What quarterback starting for the Niners beat that Chiefs team?
Starters for the Niners?
What quarterback?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I truly believe they're going to get the same result. The same result
saying,
they got with Jimmy G.
He was up 10.
Here's what I'm saying is who? Like, we think, okay, you put Josh on the team, you think they beat
Josh
them?
Allen?
What?
You put Josh Allen on them 49ers
Stop
team.
It,
I'm not looking to argue, I'm asking questions.
They beat them.
Okay.
You put a lot of quarterbacks on that team. They're going to beat.
Josh.
Yep, Joe.
Okay, assume Joe stays healthy.
Lamar.
Joe, but Joe's been hurt two of his three seasons. You put Lamar? Okay, so you think that the Ravens team was worse? You think the Ravens team was worse than the Niners?
I'm saying
team. I didn't say who do you think will put up.
It's not just that Brock Purdy is playing with a lot of talent. We're talking about special playmaking ability. And I'm not getting into the whole game manager thing of that. But these guys that you're talking about are special.
Where was it? Because Lamar, where was it? That's what I'm wondering. We saw them play.
They don't play for the Niners. They're not in this situation. You think that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, let's put a Matthew Stafford in there, won a Super Bowl a few years ago with a pretty good team.
Put him there now.
Let's put Matthew Stafford in there. Yes. Let's stop.
They win that game.
Let's stop there. That's four guys, right, who are special. Patrick Mahomes is special. There's a difference. It's not a knock on Brock Purdy. He may grow into that. But what we're talking about winning and losing Super Bowls, it's those moments.
What I'm wondering.
Stafford was a good one, though.
What I'm wondering is, okay, you put Stafford on that team this season. McCaffrey has his 2,000 rushing yards. Stafford throw for what? 5,000, 6,000, 8,000?
But who cares about what happened in the regular season? Okay, about winning Super
great.
Bowls.
Put it, that's what I'm just wondering. Put it in the postseason.
You know what it
again,
is.
Again, we know, but we also, now we all have witness. We all have beautiful witness what that Chiefs defense was. So what I'm just wondering, like,
yo,
where was the extra meat on the bone?
I get what you're saying.
Like, McDuffie had Debo strapped. Ball hit Debo both of his hands, strapped.
Yo,
that's why I'm just like, put Stafford on the team.
What
was the play that Purdy didn't make in the Super Bowl that Stafford would have made?
Better question.
Okay.
You have a dude like Matthew Stafford on that team, you don't have to do all that mixed direction bull crap. You're going to play football. Because my quarterback can make every throw in this field.
But they still did the misdirection stuff with McVay.
I'm going to say it again.
They still did it.
Anything you want to, the play calls you want to call, see, I truly believe that Kyle Shanahan can't call everything he wants to call with Brock Purdy. Do you believe that at all? Because when you got Matthew Stafford, what play can't you call?
But don't you think...
I'm asking you, when you got
Matt... You can call everything. You can't call zone reads. You can't call run options. You're not doing that either with
Brock. Brock ain't doing that.
But I'm saying, McVay does the same trickeration, bro.
But
Robert Woods, all he did was motion.
But when it's time to make plays, to make them throws, to make them passes where nobody else can get it but the wide receiver, he does them because we've seen it.
We're right.
Yeah.
But again, I'm just watching that game. Remember when they showed the replay? McDuffie is in Brock in Debo's hip, and it hits both of Debo's hands.
Yeah.
The ball couldn't have been better.
I think the bigger question, and they're telling you to tease, I think the bigger question is he had Matt Ryan as an MVP, couldn't get it done. He had Jimmy G, they said you need to get better, he couldn't get it done. Then you get Brock Purdy, which we believe is better, still couldn't get it done. Same quarterbacks, same result.
I'll get you one on first round.
Coming up, Mahomes has a way to go to reach Tom Brady's Super Bowl status, but you have to hear what he said about comparisons to the GOAT. That's next on Speed. Patrick Mahomes, now a three-time Super Bowl champ. He's still four behind Brady. Mahomes talked about the comparison, saying, quote, "To me, it'll always be tough. Because Brady beat me in the Super Bowl," bringing us on camera. I like that quote. Because I love different athletes' approaches. We had Josh Allen on the show last week, and Josh Allen explicitly said, look, I don't play against Patrick Mahomes. I play against the defense. Now you got Patrick Mahomes, and his mindset is like, look, he beat me head-to-head. I can't be better than him unless I do more. Joy, what did you make of it? Do you agree with Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, if that's how he feels about it, that's his approach. I tend to agree with Josh Allen. He's not really playing against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we just went over how Brock Purdy was playing against the Kansas City defense and what quarterback was going to beat that defense. He wasn't actually going toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. But I think when it comes to Patrick Mahomes catching Tom Brady, we can't move the goalposts. Because even if he had won those six championships with Bill Belichick in New England, that would have been astonishing on its own. But we saw Brady leave a dynasty, and in his first year with a new coach in a new place, a place that wasn't known for winning, he brings a Super Bowl there. He's the ultimate winner. I mean, we saw it for 20 years. Yeah. Forget the six championships, going back to Super Bowls, going back to AFC championship games. The standard for that long. So it's building. Patrick Mahomes is building an astonishing legacy. We're in the middle of it. It's fun to watch. They are a dynasty, and it's very, very special. But in order to pass Tom Brady, there is a long way to go. Because what Tom Brady did, it's borderline impossible to do. Because not only did he do that with an organization, he left that organization and did it again right away. So I can't slide it down just because this is fun and exciting and happening now. Tom Brady is still Tom Brady, and I like that Patrick Mahomes is saying that he is still chasing him because they do. I mean, they have three. Brady has seven. Mm. They got to double that and then add another one. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I absolutely love it because it's it's tough to sit here, and obviously, as a competitor, you always going to bet on yourself. So Patty is saying the right stuff. I think if he played Tom Brady again, he definitely going to think he's going to win the football game. But this is just respect. I stepped on the field with you twice, once in the AFC Championship game, once in the Super Bowl, and you got after me both games. And I understand Tom Brady don't play defense, but every time the game is over, the cameras follow these quarterbacks in the middle of the field to say good game, because that is really who's facing off against each other. And that is how you compare these quarterbacks. When you talk about quarterbacks, you talk about the head-to-head versus certain quarterbacks. And, you know, is he better than him? Is he better than him? You talk about the head-to-head. So I love it because it's respect to Tom Brady. Like, bro, I didn't beat you. So I can't sit up here and say I'm better than you because I didn't beat you the two times I had a chance to beat you. Once in the AFC Championship, once in the biggest game in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I love what he said. I just know Pat's a competitor.
No doubt.
Competitor. No doubt. Right, I remember one time, 2019, I forget who was the quarterback they was comparing him to or whatever, and we were in the training room, and he says, I'm QB1. Mm. Like, oh, that's how Pat talks? So he's a competitor. And I think that even Josh Allen spoke about, like, he's not actually playing the quarterback. That's a cop-out because you set the game up like that. Like, I beat you. You beat me. Like, you know it's a competition, right? And I feel like they really know that for real. So when he says this, like, he's probably serious. Like, look, I didn't beat him.
Yeah.
Am I better than my? I didn't beat him. Now, I will say this. I always say that he's doing all these great things. He's not even 30. He's not even 29 yet. Forget the 30. He's not even 29 yet. So you got a long time to catch Tom Brady. And I think if they get two more rings, I think he'll be talking different.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He won't even mention the Tom Brady. He'd be like, yeah, Tom's doing a great job, but we're getting close. And his mind, like, I'm going to catch this brother.
We also got the benefit of seeing them play each other.
Correct.
So a lot of times in these all-time great comparisons and these, you know, who's the best dynasty or who's the best coach or who's the best player, they didn't play in the same era. They didn't have real crossover. So we are really kind of stretching to compare.
Excuse me.
In this situation, we got to see them play.
Yes.
And they were playing at a high level at the same time. Now, obviously, Patrick Mahomes was much younger. He's gotten better since. But they played each other in the biggest games.
Right.
So that also really, to Patrick's point, really puts a separation because he's going to have to do not only what Brady did, but a little bit more, I think, to really shut the conversation down. Now, I'm with you. They get to five championships. You got one more championship than any other quarterback besides Tom Brady has. We're probably going to get into the space of, like, LeBron and Jordan, where for a long time there was a gap. And then now, if you say Jordan's better, I mean, if you say that LeBron's better than Jordan, okay, like, I disagree. But I'm not about to fight with you on it. He's an incredible all-time player. He may be 1A.
Yeah.
So I think that if he gets to that point, we'll have those conversations. But they're a ways off.
Yeah. And the problem is they played each other. If Pat beat Brady twice, Pat would be at 5, and Brady would be at 5.
Mm. I mean, this is different times, though.
No doubt about it. And we're going to have that conversation.
I'm still a learner.
We're going to have that conversation later because it's fascinating. All right, when we return, Kyle Shanahan has waited a long time to lift the Lombardi Trophy, and he still has to wait. Did the loss impact our opinion of Shanahan? That's next on Speak. All right, family, we are in overtime. Kyle Shanahan, another trip to the Super Bowl, another trip home without any hardware. 0-2 in the big game as the Niners head coach and 0-3 when you count him as an offensive coordinator. Joy, how does the loss impact your opinion of Kyle Shanahan?
It doesn't. Keeps him right where he was before. I think he's a really great coach. He is clearly capable of putting together a great roster. Mm-hmm. He runs a very solid organization, very functional organization. Don't pay attention to the drama that's going on right now. They just lost the Super Bowl. People upset. It's all right. He's a great coach. He's not gotten it done. And with coaches, you got to win the Super Bowl to get things really started. You can be an all-time good coach or you can be a great coach. And to me, the difference is the hardware. So, I mean, they'll be back in the conversation again next year. They'll be competitive again next year. He's going to put his players in the right position. But he is exactly where I had him before the Super Bowl.
I agree. This loss in no way, shape, or form impacts my opinion of Kyle Shanahan. It doesn't help it. It doesn't hurt it. What's very unique to American sports is only in American sports is getting second worse than getting third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth. Like at the global stage, you get second, you get silver. You get third, you get a bronze medal. You get congratulated for finishing second. You get heralded as more than finishing third or fourth or fifth. But in American sports, if you finish second, it's as though we penalize you. Like LeBron James, had he only gone to four NBA championships, championships and won all four, he would get more credit than having won four out of the 10. It's a weird dichotomy that I wrestle with American sports. I just don't submit to that thought process. For me, Kyle Shanahan is just as good as I thought he was before the Super Bowl. He got his team to another Super Bowl. He's better than I thought he was before the season. I in no way, shape, or form think less of him now. I probably think more of him than I did at the beginning.
But that's not what I said, though. I didn't say that. You said that. You changed it at the end. We agreed until the end. I don't think more of him. You said more.
I think more of him than I did at the beginning of the season.
I feel exactly the same about Kyle Shanahan from the beginning of the season till now.
They should praise LeBron for, like, losing some of them games. You know what? That's a different story.
I think you should get credit for finishing second more than if you finished third.
What is that credit, though? Like, just, like, good job.
You're better than everybody else.
But even if you're supposed to, I understand if you finish 32nd, but you look like the 32nd team. But if you have an opportunity to win championships and you come in second,
yeah, I'm not praising
six times.
I'm not doing
praising. It's not the American way.
For me, like, if you're Shanahan is he's doing more than we thought he would.
He's elite. I wouldn't call him great though.
Ooh,
I was thinking about it for a second.
But you said he's elite.
He's elite. That don't make you great.
He's elite. I think of elite as greater than. Okay, what you mean? Break it down. Break it down for the kids.
Because like even with Andy Reid, my favorite coach, right? I always thought he was a really, really great coach. But I'm like, yo, I can't call you. You ain't won a championship. Yeah, we did some great offensive games with the Eagles. Yeah, you know, you changed around the franchise. Yeah. The Chiefs, same thing. But you're winning championships now. Now you are great, right? And I think Kyle Shanahan, he's young enough. He's only 44. He's going to get back there again. He's a smart, elite coach. And I think nothing but great things from him. I don't change my opinion about him. I think he's an excellent coach. I think he's phenomenal. But he's not great. That's the one thing I've learned. Like, yo, to be great, you got to go out there and win a championship as a coach.
Yeah.
You can't go out there and run. You got to have some good plays. I need you to go out there and win a championship. And that's the difference between great coaches and elite coaches.
James, let's get you on the other side of the commercial break. Right, cannot wait to hear your thoughts. Oh, gosh. You got questions,
Stanley.
You got
questions. More on the other side of the break.
Got questions. More on the other side of the break. James Jones, you have been very honest, to some degree critical, about Kyle Shanahan. How did the Super Bowl loss impact your opinion?
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because I love Kyle Shanahan as a coach. I was a receiver. Would have loved to play it in his offense. But I got a question for y'all, because we praise Kyle Shanahan a lot, we do. He's gave up double-digit leads in 3 Super Bowls. My question to you guys is, when does it cross your mind that he can't win the big game?
Now. I mean, now?
Yeah.
He's lost 3 of them.
That doesn't, change the way you think of him? Like, you've been here 3 times with double-digit leads and walked out empty-handed every time, and our opinion continues to stay the same?
But my any other has, coaches... My opinion has been what it is. I think that if you get it done, you're above... Yeah, first of all, you're right about that. If it wasn't Kyle Shanahan, we'd be cooking him. But my opinion is that there are other coaches who have won who are above him. Like, I think McVay is a better coach than him. I thought that before the season. I think that now.
Yeah. So, because you even finished yours off like you think more. Like, you don't think, like, dang, man, like, this dude can't win
if
the big game?
No, I would think that if he stepped into the Super Bowl with a less talented trigger man than the opponent, I would say so. But if you lose and the opponent has a better trigger man than you, then I won't.
That's him, though.
Agree. But I'm saying date back to 28-3, right? Because you look at it, it's glass half empty, glass half full. You say he's lost double-digit leads. I say he's gotten double-digit leads. So you glass half empty, glass half full. If he has a worse trigger man, then I would say, you know what? Then I would say he could never win the big one. But even, like, you step up, you go Brock Purdy, you go Patrick Mahomes.
Worst trigger, man.
Quarterback. I mean, like, Matthew Stafford, somebody could argue he's better than Joe Burrow. You could argue Joe Burrow's better, but somebody could argue Stafford's better than Joe Burrow.
That saying he just said with the... You see it as...
You see it as you've given up 10-point leads. I've seen it as you've gotten
10. That's the same thing what Drake would say. I didn't hide my son from the world.
Huh? What?
Like...
What are we talking about here?
No, so.
That's crazy.
Jason sounds really good.
Come on, man.
You for real when you say that, though.
Yeah. Like, if I don't think that Shanahan will never be able to win one because, bro, you get the double. He's brilliant.
But the thing is you just talked about Josh Allen and Joe and Patty Mahomes in the playoffs, and you say, what makes you think he's gonna get it done? He ain't got it done.
Play the music, man.
Y'all talking more than I'm talking. When we return, we got to highlight the best of the best from the Super Bowl. So who is getting a Speak game ball? That is next on Speak.
I love you when I show it. But when I show it, I love you.
Family, it is time to hand out our Speak game ball after the biggest game of the season. Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coach, defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. He's got to get my game ball. Absolutely phenomenal performance.
I will stay on that side of the ball with Chris Jones. Huge play to end the offensive side of the ball for the Niners in overtime. Unbelievable player.
Hey, we all on the defense. I'm going, my man, Ladarius Sneed, big-time players. I mean, hell, reek to 62 yards, Waddle. Debo, 30 yards. They playing some.
I'm going with Trimmin Duff.
Ooh,
another corner. Oh, locked up.
Locked down.
Locked up. All corner shit. I can see why. Locked up in the biggest game. Super Bowl.
Crazy. Man, shout out to the Chiefs defense. Ooh. Shout out to the Chiefs. Shout out to y'all for watching. That is it for us. Race Hub is next. We will see you tomorrow.